Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere.
Stop. Say right now, come on, right now, right now, right now, to God be the glory. Can you feel the presence of the Lord? Do you believe you're ready to get your blessing right now? Come on, somebody reach out and grab it right now. Halabashendia, grab that blessing right now. It's for you. Come on, it got your name on it. God spoke it for you. God gave it to you. Now you got to reach up and grab that thing and say, I'm going to get my blessing right now. Amen, amen, amen. What an awesome praise song. To God be the glory. This is your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, thanking and praising God for your head tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. I am your Bishop of Undisputed Truth Ministries, 1921 Darbytown Road in the city of Henrico, Virginia. So grateful to have you here tonight. Amen, amen, amen. For another awesome, delightful word from the Master. To God be the glory. Amen. I tell you, sometimes I don't like to go on and on, but I'm going to prelude this tonight by just saying tonight, amen, it's going to be a little different. Glory to God. I'm not coming at you in an apostle stance tonight. Amen. I'm not coming at you pastor stance. Not even, glory be to God, the teacher stance. Halamashanda, tonight, God has a prophetic word for someone tonight. Amen. And I have to release this halamashanda that's in my spirit for someone. Amen. That was the appropriate song because it's a blessing for you to get right now. See, when he say right now, he's talking about a season. He's talking about a certain time. Amen. To God be the glory. And this prophetic word tonight, it may not come as the way you're looking for it or the way you're used to hearing a prophetic word. I'm not going to call you out and tell you that you got a car coming, you got a house coming, you got a marriage coming. No, to God be the glory. That's not how the Lord is going to bring this. He's going to bring you this prophetic word. Hallelujah. By encouragement. And I want to encourage you tonight. If you never did before, if you're able to get your pen and your paper out, most of the champions that follow us, amen, we like to build champions in Christ through the word of God. Most of the champions know, they know already. Glory to God, you come to my church, you bring a pen and paper. Hallelujah, so I can make you a champion in the word of God as the Lord would lead me. Amen, and lead us, amen. So we have to dig into this word. So I admonish you tonight, get a pen to the block and go back, amen, to the Apostle McNeil and Pastor McNeil, glory be to God. Their awesome ministry throughout the week, they're here. They have made it available where you can go back and hear the messages. Amen. Mount Carmel International. Amen. Smyrna, Delaware. Amen. So thank God for them. They have made it where you can go back and get the word that you need to feed your soul so you can get your blessing right now. Amen. I'm going to encourage you tonight from a very familiar character in the Bible, the Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. God's been having me on this man of God's life for about the last 3 weeks. To God be the glory. What an awesome man of God. Wrote 14 books in the New Testament. To God be the glory. Converted life from a murderer, from one that tortured God's people. And I want to talk to you tonight, if I could even entitle it for you tonight to remember, I would simply say, your season is about to change. Your season is about to change. And the prophetic part of that is that God has showed me some points to make tonight. And if you would ask the Lord to let you hear in your spirit, I'm going to let you know, if you, every time you hear me say there's a point, I'm going to try to remember to say there's a point. You need to write that down. You need to write that word down and pray on it. Ask God to show you it. Halabashindia, so you can understand the seasons of your life. Can I go on just a little further? See, it's really hard to have a life in Christ and you don't understand seasons. First of all, you know we definitely have to understand seed time and harvest. I'm not going to go there. It'll take too much time. But you have to be able to detect seasons in your life. It's not years to go by, weeks to go by, months to go by. You'll be in church and you'll love the Lord and you'll go on and on, but you'll miss seasons. How about Shikia? It's very important that you can detect seasons. Another point here is that you need to understand with the leading of the Holy Ghost, you can change your season. You can add to your season, or you can prolong your season. You can be fruitful in your season, or you can have a drought. That's how good God is. Hey, man, I'm going to talk about the Apostle Paul tonight, so turn with me to the book of Acts. We're going to go out of the 14th chapter, but I want to read something first in the 9th chapter. But I want to read, so right now first, get it, 14, Acts 14 and Acts 9. I want to read the one scripture that we're going to draw our thought out of. And that's in Acts 14. Amen. I believe it's verse 17. And the word of God declares, nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Pray God, we're going to come. That's where we're going to end tonight. But I want to look at the Apostle Paul. Life, y'all know where it started. It started in Acts chapter 9. He wasn't always the Apostle Paul. He was Saul of Tarsus. And he had a very different life than the saints of God. So the first thing I want to let you know, that it does not matter what life you had before you came to God. It doesn't matter what you did before you came to God. It doesn't matter what you were going through or how you carried it out before you came to God. God is a God of seasons. Throughout the Bible, he talks of seasons. The only time he tells us a season that we should not know or won't know is the time or the season in which he'll return. It's not for us to know the time, but we know the season. See, we don't know what time he's going to return. But he made it where you can know the season. so that you won't be caught in darkness. I want you to know seasons tonight, people of God, so that you can get your blessing right now. To God be the glory. Acts chapter 9 starts out with the Apostle Paul, Saul of Tarsus. He's not Paul yet. Glory to God. He said he was breathing out threatening words, slaughter against the disciples, against the people of God, against the high priest. He went to Damascus and got letters that if he find anybody in the way, good God Almighty, you got to stay out the way. Get in God's way. He was looking for those that was in the way. Oh, he found some too. To God be the glory. But now watch what I'm saying. He was living a whole different life. But God had a season. God had a time that he had set before the foundations of the world. Just as he does for you and I. Our life is predestinated. We've been called. He knew us before we was formed in our mother womb. And he has predestinated us to be conformed into the image of his dear son and to have blessings that are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus for you and I. He had a time for Saul to change. I'm sure if you're on this line tonight, your time has already come. You have already come to God. You're already professing salvation. You're already loving God. And some of us are still waiting for the seasons to change. Some of us seem like we've been in a dark season for far so long. Some of us feel like, glory be to God, I've been down in the valley far too long. Somebody might say, well, I've been up on the mountaintop. But I've been up here so long that everything remains the same. You can have a season change on the mountain. You can have a season change in the valley. You can have a season change in the wilderness. You just have to have the eye to see what the Lord wants you to do. Saul was on his way to Damascus. You know the story. There was a light that shined around about him from heaven. He fell to the ground and he heard a voice. Point. That's a point now. He heard God's voice. You want to change? How about Shindia? You got to hear God. You got to bow down to the earth. Fall down to your knees. The voice said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Key verse. He said, who art thou? Lord. And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It's hard to get against the prick. Here's point two. He trembled and was astonished. You got to hear God and you got to reference his plan to be fearful enough, not afraid, but fearful, reverencing him. Enough to give it enough energy to wake that thing up inside of you. Paul trembled and it woke something up in him. Some of us is not focused enough on God. Some of us are not yielded enough. Some of us won't dig down deep enough. But Paul, he trembled and it woke something up in him. Watch this, people of God. When it woke up in him, see, he already had a thirst for God. He didn't say, who art thou, Lord? He said, who art thou? But he knew it was already, he said, no, 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 that thing is already in me. That thing touched. That thing is what I've been searching for, what I've been killing for, what I've been hunting these people for. That's God speaking. He said, who art thou? God? Question mark. See, you have to read it with the right explanation. God? He knew it was. He was baffled, but he was astonished. The Lord knew it. Told him who he was. he told him to arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. When God starts leading and guiding you, when you reference him, you can get ready for that season change. You know the story. The men was journeying the mountain. They didn't hear anything. And Saul rose up from the earth. And when his eyes were open, he saw no man. Point. He saw no man. It didn't say he didn't respect no man. It didn't say he wasn't humble to no man. It didn't say that he wasn't able to be led by man. It said that he saw no man. When you get to the place, glory be to God, that you keep your eyes on God, you won't miss your season. But you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. Yeah, there's an adversary. Yeah, there's the one that walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Your eyes on Jesus. Come on, somebody. The Bible declares that he shall keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Glory to God. If you see no man but Jesus, oh, y'all got to hear me tonight. If you seek to understand him, to get closer to him as you follow. I'm not saying you won't mess up, you won't trip up, you never make a mistake. You might not. And you might will. But that doesn't matter when you got your eyes on Jesus. The reason why a lot of us is going in a circle because we're watching people and we want to know who's watching us. We're performing for people watching us while we watch other people. But if we keep our eyes on Jesus, it's not about you, I, strength, weakness, ups and downs. We're not talking weakness now. We're talking faith in your God. We're talking relationship with your God. We're talking about being connected, glory to God, with your God. We're talking about loving your God. We're talking about referencing your God. We're talking about holding on to his unchanging hand. We're talking about leaning on the feet of Jesus. Come on, somebody know what I'm talking about. I don't got to sing no songs. To God be the glory. We're talking about a true relationship tonight, people of God. He won't let you fail. He's not letting you fail now. You're just missing your season. You got to line up with your own season. Hallelujah. And it'll fit right where God has you, right where God got you serving, right under the pastor God got you. It fits. Trust me, it fits. If it ain't fitting, you might be out of season. You might be out of season with the church. Come on, somebody. You might be out of the season just in your own life. But if you connect, he was without sight for 3 days. Neither did he. I like down in verse 11 before we go over to our scripture text. The Lord said to him, arise, go into a street. I was already at that point, but I'm going to point it out again. A street called street. You have to keep a street with God. You know how we say keep it 100. How can we not keep it straight with God when we know the eyes of the Lord is in every place? Beholding the evil and the good. We know that every creature should be made manifest in his sight. We already know this, so why will we spend season after season, year after year, fooling ourselves like we're hiding from God? You can't hide. You know he knows. The word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to pierce the center to the divide in the soul and spirit, the joints and the marrow. Is a discerner of your thoughts and the very intents of the heart. And we waste time, precious time and seasons, trying to wait till we get it together, and then we're going to go back in front of God like God wasn't there when we was trying to get it together. Come on, people of God. You just missed two seasons. How about Cynthia? Working it out your own self. Trying to work it out. And it's halfway worked out. Now you're back feeling like running again. Now you're back feeling like praying again. Now you're back feeling like preaching again. Now you're back feeling like teaching again. But you done wasted a whole bunch of time because you stopped. You got to be on the street called straight. How about Cynthia? You got to keep it real with God. And you Tandodobosha, I'm not telling anybody to live no jacked up, hypocritical life. But you don't think God know it is what it is with you? How about Cynthia? And you wasting seasons where you can come to God and he'll work it out for you. He'll bring you through. He'll show you the way out. Yeah, it might be a little longer than you wanted to, but guess what? If you keep your eyes on him and stay on the street called straight, you're coming out. Somebody say, I'm coming out. If not, you're going to be like the children of Israel. You're going to go around and around and around. You got to stay straight with God, the heart of man. We don't deal with our minds. Matter of fact, he took the gate down and let the enemy exhort himself against everything, against the knowledge of God. And if you don't bring it into subjection, every thought back to the obedience of Christ, guess what? You ain't using the right weapons. Because God allows Satan to attack the mind. He's not going to come in and give us the thought to live right, act right, talk right, do right, keep our eyes on him. To God be the glory. This is prophetic now. It's prophetic. It's prophetic. I'm going to get there. I'm telling you, it's prophetic. The change is coming. Is the change in your season coming? If you can grab hold of this and stop looking for a word with haka chaka and shaking and baking and everything else you taking and just hear God. This is prophetic. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. Catch this, people of God. Pray for me. I pray I'm getting it out in a way that you don't feel offended in your flesh. But these are points that we must get if we want to line up. Flow with him. Look, God Almighty. This man of God humbled himself. God seen it, woke something up in him. God told him, get up and keep it straight. He said, I'm going to send you to somebody. First stop. Your first stop, people may not be ready to receive you. Do you know this first man that he sent him to? Said, do you know who this is, God? He said, this man killed. Man, he killed. Right? See, your first stop may not be so glorious. But his ending. See, people are going, it's Paul's ending. See, I want to, all I'm doing is going this route. The Holy Ghost said, go this route to show you his life wasn't always like that. He wrote 14 books in the Bible, and his life was not a life of a Christian, as we would say. He was no pew baby. He wasn't born into the family of ministry. Hallelujah. His first stop was tough. I want to tell you, glory to God, if you stay on that street called tough, you're going to make it. And you know how he made it? I hope you're reading with me verse 11. He said, behold, he prayeth. He sent him to people to pray with. He said, listen, go for one called Saul of Tarshish, for behold, he prayeth, and he's seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming to put his hands on him. If you get a prayer life while you walking straight with God, I'm not talking about what you're going through with God. Come up higher. I'm talking about why you're walking with him. If you have a prayer life, why you're walking with him. Ah, look, God Almighty. Somebody caught that. See, that's the next point. You are going to, watch what happened. that he might receive his sight. I'm going to pick it up in a second. So that he can receive his sight. Listen, the more you pray, the more you see. I know that the church got cliches that we have. We say little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. But I'm not trying to speak a cliche to you. I'm telling you what the Bible says. When you pray, you can see. When you pray, his eyes open. If you pray, your eyes will change the way you see things. Can't see the seasons changing because you don't have a prayer life. We cannot walk with God and pray and our eyes don't open. Some of our eyes can be open, but if you want to see more, you want to see deeper, you want to get acquainted, sensitive, you need to pray. Point. Oh, we didn't miss that. His eyes open because of prayer. Point. And that's the hardest thing that we preach in the church, people of God. We don't want to pray. We want to do everything but get on our knees and pray. We want to sing. We want to dance. We want to shout. We want to, come on, somebody. But we don't want to pray. All right, show us what happens when you pray. They were still talking about him saying that he did much evil to the saints of God. And they said, verse 14, that here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on your name, Jesus. You telling us to pray for him, lay hands on him? He got authority. You know why? If you got authority in the world, God wants to use you to have authority in the church. If you bold in the world, God will use that boldness in the church. Certain things God can use when you come to the kingdom. Got to move forward. But certain things, you got to let it go. You can't keep trying to do things the way you did in the world. That don't work in God's kingdom. They're conniving and slick and smooth. But listen, that don't work in God's kingdom. The Bible declares in Matthew 3, he said that God will come in and sweep out the whole house. And he'll gather all the wheat to the garner. But the chaff will burn with unquenchable fire. You know what that means? When you come to God, God to take every quality that you got from the world. And he'll use it for the kingdom. And everything else, he want to burn it about you. A lot of the things we carry in our flesh. But we've learned some things. We learned how to lead. We learned how to hold on. We learned how to fight. We learned how to take disappointment. See, those things are good in the kingdom. God will make you a warrior. But some other things, he'll say, let it go. Got to move on. That's not a point. That's in for nothing. He had authority. He had authority. He had authority in the world. He wasn't coming to God to find some place to hide, to find some place to be accepted. Some people aren't in the church because that's the only place they accepted in. They couldn't make it in the world. They'd have been used and abused. So they come to church. And they sit there and hide for years. You don't got to hide no more. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Get on straight street. Get a prayer life. I'm here to show you what happened when this man of God did those things. When they said that, God said, y'all go ahead where I told you to go. For he is a chosen vessel unto me. And you'll never know how precious you are to God if you don't get rolling, get connecting with the seasons of God. It's like a revolving door. You ever go to one of them big corporate offices? You know, with the door where one person at a time can walk in and keep spinning around? Well, that's how God is in the spirit. If you miss, you got to wait till it come all the way back around. Y'all, somebody caught that. How about Shakaba? And you got to jump in while the portal's open. You got to move while the portal is open. You got to move while the Spirit of God is there. Why do you think it took the man at the pool 38 long years? He kept missing his season. But there's a change coming for you tonight. If you can grab hold to this, people of God, there is a change coming for you tonight. He said he's a chosen vessel to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. He said, for I will show him great things, take him a point, that he must suffer. Point. For my name's sake. The reason why I suffer for my name's sake is a point. Because all seasons, people of God, is not the same. And if you're not willing to go through a season of discouragement, maybe, be a season of pain, a season of hurt, then that season will not go by. You'll be stuck. You'll be stuck like a pillar of salt. You'll be preserved right there. Ask me how I know. See, I'm not ashamed to say, to testify or to tell. I've been stuck in portals. I've been stuck in seasons. I've been stuck in emotions. I've been stuck in pain. I've been stuck in positions. How about Shindi or the Bosa? But when you pray your way out, how about Kasa? When you begin to pray and see out, glory to God, you start seeing more and more light as you're going further and further out of your season into the season that God is taking you into. Can get stuck. Just like that revolving door. And pretty soon you start thinking it ain't no opening. And you'll watch that door spin and spin and spin, and you'll stand right there, not knowing that every so often you can jump in. Hot Karobosha. Are you ready to jump in tonight, saints of God? Are you ready to jump in? He said he must suffer for my name's sake, meaning that every season ain't the same. And you might have to go through something. You might have been through something. You might go through something after this on your way to your next season. Hallelujah. But think it not strange. Concerning the fiery trials that are to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Paul said, we glory in tribulation. For tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, experience hope, faith, and faith make you not ashamed when you go to use it. But it starts out with glorying. In every situation, the Bible declared that this is the, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You got to understand the beginning of a season and the end of a season. The beginning of your season might start with heartache. Y'all don't hear me tonight, but the end of your season might be with joy. It may start off with joy and happiness and end off in sorrow. You have to know the beginning of the season and the end of it. Shabbat. And then, you'll be able to go in and out of seasons. The Bible declares that we should go in and out and find good pastures. We're over in Acts chapter 14 where we're closing out. To God be the glory. We're closing out here. Glory be to God. Acts chapter 14. It's a story you probably heard about. That there was a, verse 8 says, 14 and 8, that there was set a certain man at Lystra from his mother's womb who never had walked, but the same Paul faith who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Now, there's a shift right there. That's what I tell you, you got to see the beginning and the end. I know I'm trying to time this with the time. I'm covering a little bit more. But there's a couple things in there. Number one, he detected what God needed him to do. He said when Paul heard to him because he perceived now it's a season to be used. Do you see how the man of God went from one stage to now he's at a season to be used by God? And I want to let somebody know tonight that it's just about time for you to be used. Don't you trip up right now, glory to God. Don't you mess up right now. Don't you lay down right now. Oh, you done been through a lot of seasons. And glory be to God, you done got some experience in this thing. And right now, God is ready to bring you to a season that you can do something for him. And how dare you think about quitting now? Come on, you got to tell yourself, my season is coming. There's a new season. There's a new day. And there's a fresh anointing that is coming your way. If you just hold on and believe God, it's your season of grace and mercy. Come on, somebody. It's time for you, hallelujah, to reap what you have sown. But you got to believe it. You got to believe it. Hallelujah. It's what he perceived. He said he perceived that he had faith to be healed. Glory be to God. He understood that that's what God wanted to do. Verse 10 said that he said with a loud voice, stand up. You start speaking strong for God. He said it with a loud voice. No, you're not arrogant. I'm speaking to somebody in the spirit. You're not arrogant. Don't you back down. Don't you stop speaking. Don't you stop character God build up in you. No, you don't think you all that. You know God is all that. And that's how you walk. That's how you walking. That's how you talking. And guess what? If nobody else don't understand, your eyes is on Jesus anyway. Don't you even worry about it. You keep your eyes on the Lord and you keep on talking strong. Talking faith. It doesn't matter if nobody else can see it. It doesn't matter if nobody else believes it. It doesn't matter if somebody thinks you don't deserve it. You got to speak those things that be not as though they were. Bible said he spoke loudly. Think he cared about the devil? He didn't care about the people standing around. He said, stand up on your feet. How about Shindia? Know why, people of God? He knew he was in the right flow. He knew he was in the right season. He knew he was in the right place. He knew he was in the will of God. And when you get in the will of God, you get strong-minded, strong-spirited. Glory be to God. Verse 11 said, when the people saw what Paul had done, they said, wow. They lifted up their voices saying, in the speech of Laodicean speech, the gods are come down to us in likeness of men. It's a season that somebody going to see you different. Hallelujah. And God needs you to allow somebody to see you different. Or it takes some things sometimes, because sometimes we see men is we look an outward appearance. See? God look at the heart. We don't forgive. We don't forget. We remember. I remember when you was this. I remember you did that. I remember you said this. I remember you looked like that. I remember you act like that. I remember you had that much money. I remember you lived there. See, men remember everything. Toro Shabbat. But when you get in the Word of God and God begins to use you, man of God, woman of God, who hear me tonight and you know that it's you, glory be to God, you get up. No, I'm not saying be disobedient. I ain't saying be disobedient to leadership. I ain't saying do it on your own. But glory be to God. If you got your eyes on Jesus and you walking with him, hallelujah. You know he needing you. Don't you back down. We're living in a time now he needs people to stand. Stand up for the Lord and be counted. Ain't no time to back down. He that put his hands to the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom. I don't care how maybe it was never meant for you to have a mega church. Maybe it was meant for you to reach five people on this earth. And if that's good with God, good with us. See, it ain't about us. We're not ego tripping no more. Hallelujah. We're looking for the season of our life. Hallelujah. And if you're really looking, it's going to line up if you keep your eyes on Jesus. Put them on your emotions. Put them on your mind. Put them on your thoughts. Put them on your desires. We may wind up anywhere, people of God. We want the seasonal blessings. I want to get to that verse, to our last verse. I'm going to try to get there. We got a few more minutes. Listen, you want seasonal blessings. In due season, he sent his son. There's a time and a place. Ecclesiastes said there's a time for all things. You have to catch the timing of God for your life. And you got to block the world out. Then verse 11, the people saw it. They spoke in the Laodicean tongue. And they thought truly that God had came down in the bodies of men. Are you ready to walk like that? Oh, that's a different. That's no point now. That's for free. I ain't supposed to say that. Somebody told me, stop saying that. It's all free. It is. I love you tonight, people of God. But hear me tonight. They thought they were gods. They called Barnabas Judas. And they began to call Paul Mercurius. Because he was the chief speaker. They thought that they were gods that had came down. But verse 14 says that, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard, they rent their clothes and ran in. Do you see the passion? I don't know if anybody know Old Testament priesthood. But renting the clothes was a symbolic of disgust, anger, disdain. Expressing that it's not God. God had just used him mightily. But the people started trying to get them to look at their self. Here's the point. Write it down. You got to continue to hate you, no matter what God used you to do. And when I say hate, I don't mean hate in a suicidal way. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He shall exalt you in due time. That's a season. It's a season. Humble yourself. And the season is coming, is what that scripture means. God is going to lift you up in a season. Don't let nobody get you to tip your mind on you. They rent their clothes. They said, oh, no. No, y'all won't even. Almost like when Jesus told Peter, get behind me, Satan. It wasn't bad. But he was telling them, you don't know what you're doing. Hallelujah. God using you for one verse out your mouth. Then the next thing out your mouth is Satan. He said, get behind me. Thou favorest the things of men more than the things of God. He didn't know. People don't know. It's all right. Thank you for the gift. I appreciate it. Thank you for sowing the seed. I appreciate it. But guess what? To God be the glory. I'm going to see your seed going to God more than it's going to me. Because you cannot let people cause you to glory or look at yourself. God will not share his glory with no man. You'll miss the season. Hallelujah. God, I have a door open for you. As soon as you start thinking about you, and guess what? The door closed. Hallelujah. God may be ready to send you across the country. As soon as you start thinking that, oh, to God be the glory. Somebody caught that. We have to stay humble, people of God. Watch what happens so we can find, we meet up and line up with the timing. We got 9 more minutes. Paul heard it. They ripped their clothes in verse 14. And they ran in amongst the people crying out, saying, sirs, why do ye these things? You in the church? Why you glorifying man? in church, you connected to God. You walking with God. So why are you trying to make a man a God? Why are you trying to make your pastor a God? They are not gods. They are men. And Paul let them know. He said, we also are men of like passions with you. We got the same flesh you. We breathe the same air you're breathing. Y'all ain't talking to me. We got to eat like you got to eat. We pay taxes like you pay taxes. I got to pay my rent like you got to pay your rent. Y'all ain't talking back to me. The only difference, he says, is that we preaching unto you. People of God, you got to keep preaching. Keep letting God use you. That ye shall not turn, that he be preaching to you that you should turn from your vanity unto the living God. Long as you, here's my point, last point. I got two more points after this. This is close to the last one. The last point is, don't let them see you, them see God. Preachers, pastors, watch what you wear to church and preach in. Hallelujah. Satan is trying to slip that in, and this is prophetic. He's starting to really getting us to disrespect God in the pulpit. Because there was one time you wasn't stepping in without a robe, and that could be religion. And y'all know I'm totally against religion. And it then went all the way down to God be the glory. People of God. Point people to God. You don't want people looking at you and not even seeing God. They looking at you, but they ain't even seeing the Holy Ghost. Okay. Hallelujah. Oh, you looking good. You looking blessed. You looking this. You looking that. You got your red bottoms. You got your Gucci shoes, bro. You got your, come on. I just can go on and on. You got your Louis Vuittons, bro. Are they seeing God? You got your Armani suit on, bruh. Are they seeing God? Or are they seeing us? Paul said, no, they ran in there. They ran in there. And they said, brothers, no, we are just like you. The only thing we're telling you, turn from your vanity. Serve the living God. Ended it here. He says, he started telling them about himself. He said, who in time, verse 16, in times past, suffered all nations to walk in their own way. We're ready to close. God gave us our time. He gave us our time to walk in our own way. God knew exactly when to come. He knew exactly when to save you. He knew exactly when to strengthen you, exactly when to cause you to grow. And he knows exactly when to bring you into your next season. See, it's God in control. I'm closing out tonight, family of God. And in verse 16, he says, he suffered everybody to walk in their own way. This is our closing verse. He said, nevertheless, he left not himself without a witness. Are you that witness? Are you that one that God wants to show himself through? And that he did good, and he gave us rain from heaven. That's the last point. You got to keep God raining on you. You got to keep a fresh word, a fresh anointing, a fresh love, a fresh desire. And it comes from God raining down on you. He said that the rain from heaven gave fruitful seasons, and the fruitful seasons filled our hearts with food and gladness. People of God, the prophetic word tonight for you is God has a fruitful season coming. It's going to be fruitful if you see the season, if you step in, if you grab hold to your season. It's going to be fruitful. It's going to be delightful. It's going to be joyful. But you have to catch that season. Amen. To God be the glory. I love you. This is Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Come on back every week. Come on, tell somebody. Tell somebody to come on. Let's share this thing together. Let God reign on us through the word of God. Amen. You know why, people of God? Because if it's in the word, it's undisputed. And I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries, 1921 Darbytown Road in the city of Henrico, Virginia. I'm looking to hear from you. We've been getting a lot of word out here. I'm looking to hear from you. Drop me a line. Look me up on Facebook. Bishop Thurman Butler. Bishop Thurman Butler. Or Undisputed Truth Ministries. Let me know that God spoke to you. Let me know that you didn't agree. Let me know something. We get a lot of likes and a lot of looks. Nobody communicates. I'm reachable. I try to keep myself reachable. I'm a man of like passion, just as you are, just like the apostle said tonight. You can call me. You can text me on Facebook, whatever it is, messenger me. To God be the glory. And more than that, you can sow your seed to God. If you got something out of it, if you're getting something out of it, sow a seed. You'll be surprised. You shouldn't be surprised what God will do. Sow a seed to the man of God. You can send it to my Cash App. It's $ Bishop B-E-E, like the bumblebee, Bishop B. 42. I'm on Cash App. You don't even have to send. It's not about that, but I want to give you an opportunity to sow into this word. So you can sow it there. You can mail it in to 1921 Darbytown Road, Henrico, Virginia. Look up the zip code. Because I'm not doing it for the dollar. I'm doing it for you to catch hold to your season. I want to be in your corner and make you a champion. That's undisputed champ. Amen? In the word is undisputed. God bless you. I love you. I'll see you next Tuesday, 6 o'clock, here on Blog Talk Radio, MCI Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. Have a good night.